If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty Benai Show. I'm your host, Ram Shooter, and it is Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham joins us. Hey, Donnie, are you there?
Hello. It is Wednesday. The best day of the week, in my opinion. Not just because I'm on the Naughty Benai Show, but the week's halfway through. We're there. We're all having fun.
Yeah, my life is so busy with things that I love doing, including this podcast, mainly this podcast, that my days fly by rather fast. And so I'm really enjoying it. I've started a new thing too. If you follow me on Instagram, The Naughty Gossip, now throughout the day, in my story section, I'm giving you all the updates throughout the day. So websites are dead now. People don't go to websites anymore. You've got to bring the gossip to the people. They're not coming to you. So I'm happy if Muhammad won't come to the mountain will come. Is that the expression? I think that's the expression. Did I get that right?
Yes. If Muhammad won't come to the mountain, we'll bring the mountain to Muhammad.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Well, I'm Muhammad here. You're the mountain, Donnie. So I'm going to bring it to you. So check it out. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. Meghan Markle's ex-aide inside the palace has confirmed that she did give an interview internally over the staff being bullied by Meghan Markle. So this is the first time that we've had this really confirmed. A recent confirmation by Samantha Cohen, who was a former royal aide, about being interviewed internally regarding allegations of the staff being bullied by Meghan Markle has shed some new light and at least some new buzz into this story. So Cohen has been in the palace, or was in the palace, she's no longer there, for a really long time. She used to work for the late Queen, and she disclosed that she was one of 10 members of staff to be questioned about the allegations. Now, she did not get into specific details, and she did mention, though, that the staff has had an enormous amount of turnover under Harry and Meghan. Part of that is they wanted to do things a different way. If you got a job with the Queen or King Charles, it's the same job. They're not changing anything. They don't want to come in there and shake it up. Meghan and Harry wanted a new path, and so they wanted their people there, not somebody they inherited from his grandmother. I think this, the headline's dramatic, but I think if we really dig deep here, Donnie, it's just a change. Whenever you get a new boss, think about where you work, wherever you work, naughties. When a new boss comes in, they don't have to be a bully. They just want to do things differently. And often that means a turnover in the staff. I think that's what's going on here. I'll be really disappointed if it's the other. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, It's a very tricky situation here, because I know we've all been in that situation. A new boss comes in and they're like telling you what to do, and you're like, who are you to tell me what to do? And it's like, well, I'm the boss now. Like, I'm the boss. But you feel that it's might be bullying, or you feel that it might be they're picking on you, but it's like, no, it's I'm the boss and I'm now telling you to do something differently, and you're like, but I've been working here forever. It's a really right. tricky situation. It's a fine line.
It is tricky.
Could Megan have handled it better? Who knows?
Yes, we all could. Yes. Yeah, I've looked back over my career, and when I've rocked up as the boss, I've put people's feathers out of place, so to speak. And looking back, I could have handled it a little better, but nevertheless, I was the boss, and changes were going to happen. I was hired to make some changes. Now, the difference here is Meghan and Harry weren't hired. They were a member of the family, and so it wasn't like they had to go through an interview to get this job. Let me remind everybody, because the context here is important, the allegations of bullying against Meghan first surfaced in 2021, just before Harry and Meghan sat down with Oprah. Very suspicious timing. The Times of London, a very fancy paper, said that several staff were reduced to tears because of Meghan's behaviour at Kensington Palace. In fact, things got so bad that Jason Knopf, the couple's communication assistant at the time, raised concerns about Meghan's conduct with Prince William. He ran to Prince William's private secretary. He didn't do it to William directly, but one communication person to another. Oh, there's a lot going on here. I just think it's that they came in a little too strong. And the palace, it's an old-fashioned organisation. They don't like change. Donnie, when I rocked up at Derek and Remains, what did you think at first? Was I too much? Although you probably were my boss.
Yeah. No, you were fab. You did walk in with like a peacock, honey. You just walked, your feathers were out and you sashayed into that room. But no, you were fabulous. But that's the same way. There, things were done a certain way. Things were just, you know, every day was kind of monotonous. You walk in, you change things up, you're like, look, let's have a little fun. Let's do things a little
I like new blood. I do. It shakes up an office, doesn't it? It really does shake it all up, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Meghan Markle's former aide has confirmed that she did do an interview internally over the staff being bullied, allegedly being bullied by Meghan Markle. Do you think that Meghan's a bully, or is this the palace playing naughty, dirty, dirty business? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Donnie Love, what are you working on?
Courtney Love, what are you doing? So Taylor Swift was called not interesting by Courtney Love. And ooh, you know the Swifties. They were not happy. So Courtney Love came out and she expressed very strong opinions about Taylor, stating that she doesn't view Swift as important or interesting as an artist, despite acknowledging her influence and popularity. You know, she also criticized Lana Del Rey, and Swift's fan base fired back. Of course they are. If you say one negative word about Taylor Swift, her Swifties are going to come back and fight back. However, Courtney Love might be, you know, just speaking out to get a little press, because in 2021, she did wish Taylor a happy birthday on Facebook, aspirational huge role model for many young women and occasional hair twin / neighbor. So how is she an aspirational role model, but not very important or interesting as an artist? Courtney, I think you're just trying to maybe get yourself out there a little bit, get yourself in the news, get yourself heard, but also, she can believe what she wants to believe. Courtney, you know, is in a band called Garbage, which is Hole, which is a very different type of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do a little more like punk and a little more like rock.
Yes.
And Taylor does a little pop music. You know, I could see why she's not understanding what Taylor's about.
Yeah, I think you don't have to appreciate or like Taylor's music. But saying that she's not important is ridiculous. She's arguably the most important pop star of the generation. Like, there's nobody as big as Taylor Swift. Beyoncé fans are not going to like that. But you know what I mean? She's an absolute monster of a star. It's like saying Madonna was not important. She changed everything. Michael Jackson, you might not like him, I get it, but he was really important. And what makes me curious here is, Courtney, you're changing your tune. If you never, ever had liked Taylor, fine, but a couple of years ago, not that many, you were trying to get her attention on social media. I think this comes across as just jealousy, as so spiteful, as so small. And it's a lesson for all of us. When you try to knock somebody down, you don't tarnish them. Not one person today listening to our show, Donnie, not one person's like, oh, Courtney's right. What we're thinking is Courtney's a fool. It's always the messenger that looks like a fool. So next time you want to knock a friend down or somebody you work with, remember, you're not going to impact them. All you will do is make everybody realise that maybe you're the problem. What do you think, Donnie?
And I mean, it's also convenient that Taylor has a new album coming out on Friday. So everyone's talking about Taylor again. And then Courtney Love's like, ooh, maybe I should chime in right now.
Right, right. Of course we call this the Bethany Frankel School of PR. Bethany always finds somebody that's in the news, somebody that's very, very popular, somebody that's normally not a reality star, but a big, big superstar. And she says something controversial about them. Remember when she used to go after Kim Kardashian? I think she's talked out too about Taylor Swift. This is what celebrities do. Smart celebrities, shady celebrities. They talk about bigger stars. It'd be like me gossiping about Andy Cohen. Yeah. I'd be using his celebrity to get me attention. Not a good look. Okay, moving along. Patty Stanger. Remember her, the millionaire matchmaker? She's back on a new show. Dating. I didn't watch it, but I might. I used to really enjoy her on Bravo. She's still friends with Countess Luann, and she's revealing why the Countess and Mary-Kate Olsen's ex-husband have split up. So if you remember, they were spotted together. We thought they were a couple. Now Patty is saying the reason they broke up is because he is, quote, boring. She revealed that Luann is the life and the soul of the party. We certainly know that. And he didn't want to go out. He, Olivia is his name, very, very handsome French gentleman. He wanted to stay home. He didn't want to go to the parties. Luann turns up at the opening of an envelope. She loves going to red carpets, any red carpet. There is Luann. He doesn't want to do it. In which case, break up. You're not a good fit. There's no shade here. Figure out what you want in a partner and go and find it. It's that easy, Donnie. What do you like, my friend? Do you like somebody like Luann, who goes out, is the life and soul of the party? Or do you like your fella to be a little bit more reserved? Some people might say boring. I don't. I say reserved. Yeah. And stay home and watch TV. What's your type?
For me, it's like, I want somebody, I feel like I'm in the middle. There are times when I go out and I am the peacock and I'm the life of the party and I'm out there. But the other times I'm like, I just want to sit home with a glass of wine and watch some trashy reality TV. That's what I would like. But also, I mean, it might sound a little crazy, but I also don't want to date someone who's going to go out there and outshine me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want somebody who's out there. People are like, oh, he's fabulous. But like, no, I'm fabulous. Yep.
I'm fabulous. No, that's why we could never date, Donnie. Could never date. We'd be at each other's throat to see who got the biggest applause, the biggest spotlight.
Yes.
Find what you like. And then once you've figured it out, don't let anybody else change your opinion. What they like isn't what you like. I spent so many years, wasted years, trying to date people my friends wanted to date, but I didn't. Find what you like and then go for it. Okay, moving along, Donnie, the Golden Bachelor. Oh, these two, they tricked me. Now Teresa is speaking out. What has she got to say about this mess?
So the marriage lasted 3 months after after they got married on the Golden Bachelor, but Teresa is finding the silver lining in it all. She took to Instagram with a Dr. Seuss quote saying, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. Despite their, you know, marriage only lasting a very, very short 3 months, she stands by their union and encourages understanding from critics, asking them to empathize with her journey. And she also goes, I don't know everything at my age, but she highlights the unpredictability of love and life. Now, it's hard. 3 months is, I wanted more than 3 months.
I want more than this. Teresa, we followed your lives for lots and lots of weeks. We watched you get married live on television. You owe us more. You really do. You really welcomed us in. You begged us to come into this process. And now it doesn't feel fair that you're pushing us out. I get you're going through a difficult time, but we're your friends. We're the ones that support you. You don't cut off your friends right now. Think if you're going through something ugly and you just put a wall up between you and all your friends. Well, that's how I feel to Teresa. I feel like I know her. I feel like I supported her. And being coy with quotes, silly, silly quotes from Dr. Seuss, never a good idea. I don't care what Dr. Seuss has to say about this. I care what you have to say. So don't be a coward. Tell us. And if you don't want to tell us, it's over. You can't come back. If you have decided that this wasn't for you, and I get it, reality TV is not for everybody. We don't all have to be a Real Housewife. You tried it, you went through it, it didn't work out, and now you want to go back to your regular life. Fair enough. Then don't tease us with quotes from Dr. Seuss. Stay off Twitter, move on, and I promise you, we'll forget about this in 6 months. We're really good at forgetting about former reality stars. Just ask an American Idol, my friends. We've really moved on very, very quickly. I can only name two. There's been about 20 winners, and I can only name two. And so we will move on. I don't even remember the housewives anymore that have left. I don't. Ramona who? Ramona Singer? That was, I don't even remember. And so you can move on from this, Teresa. We will let you be, but we won't let you be if you keep picking the scab. Part of me thinks they want it both ways. They want to be coy. They don't really want to sell us, but they don't want to lose us. So they're teasing us. Not a good look. Foolish, foolish, foolish. Okay, quickly before we get a break, Ryan Gosling, delicious, hi Ken, is explaining that initially he rejected the offer to perform at the Oscars. He said 100% no when they asked him. He said there are too many things that can go wrong with a live performance. But in the end, he changed his mind because his daughters love Barbie. They wanted him to do this so we can all thank Ryan's daughters. It was the highlight, one of the highlights from the Oscars for me. Donnie, did you love it?
Oh, just the man can do no wrong.
No wrong.
It's just beautiful.
He's a good, good man, and he looks pretty good too. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. You might have noticed now on the Naughty But Nice show, we do have some ads, not every day, but we do have some ads in the middle of the show. I know they're a pain in the bottom, but they allow us, our wonderful sponsors, to bring you this fantastic content with zero cost. It's totally free. So thank you to the sponsors. If you don't want to listen to them, share the episode with a friend. You can do that while the ads are going on, and we will be right back.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Donnie Meacham. Hey Donnie, let's get to the polls. Da, 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 da. Yesterday we talked about Suri Cruz turns 18 and now she's free to talk about Scientology. Should she, though? That's our question. Should she tell all? Let's have a look. 60% said no. You're such good people, Naughties. I'm with the 40 here. I'm normally with the majority. Today I'm with the minority. I would tell everything. What would you do, Donnie?
Oh, honey, should she? Probably not. Do we want her to? Absolutely. Yes.
Different questions.
Sweetie.
Different
all I want to know every... I want to know how everything. Tom sleeps. I want to know how Tom wakes up, how he drinks his coffee, what he does in the morning, who he talks to on the phone. I want to know everything.
All of which she probably doesn't know because he dumped her when she was a baby. I mean, he has not seen her, but nevertheless. Oh, Suri, whatever you decide, we are with you. Don't forget to vote. On today's poll, go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now my favourite part of the show, it's time for our nicest of the day.
Oh. The nicest of the day is Hannah Waddingham. She stood up to a red carpet photographer and she says, don't be a D.I., you know. Fill in the blank.
We know her from Ted Lasso. Is that right?
From Ted Lasso. Yes, I love her. She immediately shut down the photographer's request. Basically, you know, he wanted her to show leg, is what it is. He was like, oh, flash, you know, show the leg. And she's like, no, sweetie. She's like, you would not ask this about a man.
True.
She literally, yeah, she goes, have some manners. This is true. First of all, why would you, as a photographer, a male photographer, especially now in 2024, come on, stand up there and then beg her to show her leg.
Oh, it's so you can, rude.
It's just tacky. Rude. Tacky.
Absolutely. I'm glad she called him out. I'm glad she called him out. I've watched the video 1,000 times. She looks him in the eye, calls him rude, and then walks off. Good for you. Hannah, you can do no wrong. Our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty. We talked about this a couple of days ago. CBS cut Billy Joel off mid-performance. Piano Man. He's singing his biggest song ever. And they cut to the local news. Well, now CBS has issued an apology and they're going to re-air the entire concert. They're going to re-air that on April 19th, Friday. I'm glad they're doing the right thing, but they were very naughty cutting off Billy Joel, our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Let's end with a moment of rum. You get a rum, you get a rum. For 15, 20 minutes, we love to bring you all the best breaking celebrity gossip. But for a moment, we're a little bit more serious. Today's moment of rum. The truth is, the people that are the happiness, and science proves this, are the people who have more meaningful relationships in their lives. People that are rich are not happy. People that are skinny are not happy. People who are beautiful are not happy. The only thing that everybody that's happy has in common is not their height, their weight, their money. What they have in common is they have the most meaningful relationships. Hold on to your relationships. Donnie, you and I have been friends for a long time and I'm never going to let you go. I hold on to my people. When I meet a diamond, even if one's a little bit in the rough, like Donnie needs a bit of a polish, I grab onto him, I do, and I hold on to your relationships. And I've got to say, on a personal note, Naughties, you have held on to this podcast, to me, to Donnie, to the co-hosts, for the last 2, maybe 3 years, and I am so grateful for that. That is what brings happiness. You bring me happiness. Okay, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.